Hostess. Can I come in?
Yes. Okay. Hey, come in. Let's do this. Hey, so something came up in mind, and I look back on time and see how many true friends I have, and then I just kept wondering what made me a good friend with these certain people. And then it just made me think, and it comes back to where there's this like certain recipe which I think creates a friendship. Because let's not lie to ourselves, who doesn't want friendship? Friendship is like, I think it's just like nature in us, it's instinct, and it makes us like not feel lonely. And everyone would want to have a friendship, and we always want to live in this lively community. We always want to surround ourselves with people so we don't feel their loneliness, right? So this is why I just think it's a part of us, and it just doesn't come up, oh hey, I want to be friends with someone. It's because your body needs it, your energy needs it, and your mind needs friendship. And that's, it's just like in everyone, it's super normal. And I just thought about what made me friends with the friends I have now, and I think what created friendship with us was two main things. And I think those two main ingredients are really essential in every single relationship with a friend. So let me just get in. Yeah, so the first thing is availability, being available. And secondly, it's true vulnerability, being vulnerable, being true to someone. And let me make this easier for you. Let me break this down a little bit more. So maybe like lately, you've been taking things a bit slower, right? And you ever had a time where you're just like, oh, I'm available to answer this phone. I'm available to answer this text. I'm available to go help somebody, right? So this is being available, right? And one of the most things that counter availability is being busy. Being busy is like the number one most enemy of actually being available, because we all get caught up with some things in our life. But yet with true friendship, people find ways, people make things or make some free time for their friends, right? So sometimes you find yourself available, right? But there's nothing going on, really. You're just probably like watching Netflix or playing video games. You know, you're available, but nothing is going on. But what I really meant is, by being available, is are you really open to a relationship of friendship? Are you really willing to take that extra step? Are you really wanting to put that extra time of being there for someone? So it doesn't necessarily mean, oh shit, I'm just gonna wait here and just sit the whole day, do nothing about it. No, that's not what I meant. What I meant is actually going out there, you know, being open about things. And what's it called, something that really gets into people's head is, I cannot really be available to anyone, no one can. So there are only few people that you can be available to, and not everyone gets that, because oh my god, like that can be like super crazy. If you're just available for everyone, it's impossible. So it's just like few people, right? It's only those certain people that you're committed to, that you want to be friends with. And let me get to my second point really quick here. And let me just start off with how this one is really important as well. And what I mentioned earlier is, first is availability, and secondly is true vulnerability. True vulnerability, what I mean by that, I mean being actually true, taking off that mask, being open, getting comfortable with that one person, or it can be a couple of friends, you know, but like taking off that mask. And it's not something easy to do, because that true vulnerability, it's not something that you can give away that easily. It's something that's really earned. So is that, did that person really earn that that your true self? Because we, not all of us are so open about ourselves. Not all of us want to show that side of us, because you know, you don't really know if that person's gonna judge you or say something extra that you don't want to really hear. So it's really hard for people to turn their true face, and it gets really difficult, because I always hear this about being transparent with someone or being vulnerable. So the difference between being transparent with someone is that they're looking at you, and they're, you know, you're being transparent, you're being open, and they're seeing through you. But being vulnerable is you're actually letting the people in, you're showing yourself, you're presenting yourself. And that really creates a sort of trust. It's a big trust, you know, when you guys exchange that true vulnerability, when you have that availability. Because when those things come together, you guys have shared moments, and those shared moments turned into beautiful experiences. And this is why I think that those main things are super crucial. And maybe some things also add up to it. Let me know if what are other ingredients that make a good friendship.